So we're going to go through the control panel integration with Extend ASP and how Extend ASP is tied in to the Windows Azure Pack, SPF, and the management APIs. And we'll also go through a bit of a demo, and then we're going to go through custom control panel integration with SPF. So your customer offers simplified by using Extend ASP and the Windows Azure Pack. So we're able to offer the website and web tiering hosting that you would like to offer through Windows Azure Pack. We have the VM hosting, database hosting, desktop hosting, as well as application hosting. So we can do the Microsoft and non-Microsoft applications. So we can do the Link, the SharePoint, the Exchange, the Dynamics, the CRMs, the ERPs, and other custom line of business apps, as well as the Windows desktops for students or call centers or mobile sales teams. But also, we're seeing a lot of desktop migrations into the cloud. We're seeing a lot of customers replacing their on-premise infrastructure with desktop as a service. We're also seeing a lot of database rented virtual database servers, whether it's dedicated or virtual, or even on-premise in the cloud, or even into Azure as a DR strategy. So the control panel integration with Extend ASP. Extend ASP has been a third-party control panel vendor for things like Exchange, SharePoint, Link for quite some time. They've been working with hosting partners and telcos for quite a few years now. They've got one of the more advanced interfaces and one of the more best-in-class integrations into the Microsoft Cloud OS. Okay? As I said earlier, a lot of different control panel vendors are integrating in different ways into the Cloud OS. So Extend ASP has been in business for 9 years and is considered one of the market leaders when you look at the third-party control panel vendors. They have 125 hosting partners, two-time revenue growth in 2012, and they're seeing a fairly large revenue growth again this year. They have a presence and scale worldwide with a lot of systems integrators assisting in deployments of their products for customers that need that assistance. Some of their top customers are customers like Comcast, Entel, OBT, Tito, CBeyond, CGI, Cellcom, Genesis. There's a whole range of large hosting companies that are on board with Extend ASP. So Extend ASP support for Cloud OS, multi-data center capable is what Extend ASP is. You can have that control panel manage multiple data centers, okay, and it's already built into the solution. They don't have to customize it to do that multi-data center delivery. One of the larger deployments they have in the environment in production at the moment is over 600,000 users. So it can scale very well. Full support for the management APIs are coming in the future releases. Currently, Extend ASP integrated into the SPF layer. They're now adding the service management APIs into that integration as well. So currently, they support Windows Server 2012, System Center Suite 2012 SP1, SQL Server 2012, RDS for remote desktop hosting, and Hyper-V native integration as well. By the end of 2013, they will have support for Windows Server 2012 R2, System Center 2012 R2, Windows Azure Pack through service management APIs. Some of the services they support besides infrastructure as a service is Exchange 2010 and 2013. Exchange archiving, Exchange journaling. Then we look at Link. They do Link 2013. They also do Link Enterprise in multi-tenancy, as well as the Link hosting pack. Okay? They can also handle on-premise Link as well as your hosted Link. They can also deliver VoIP and SIP trunk integration. There's also SharePoint integrations so that you can deploy SharePoint. There's also great desktop experiences, even over slow bandwidth with their SharePoint integration, as well as the System Center Suite, where we're able to do Hyper-V hosting, private VLANs, disaster recovery, and soon there'll be a DPM integration as well. Some of the third-party vendors that are supported by Extend ASP is Citrix. They've got a good integration with Zenapp and Zen Desktop, as well as traditional terminal services integration with RDS. We also have Global Relay for compliance archiving, as well as a backup agent solution. They also have domain registration integration with 2COWS, ENOM, InternetX, Melbourne IT, and there are some other DNS management capabilities built in there as well. There's also full support for Dynamics CRM 5.0 for those service providers that are doing Dynamics hosting as well. Some of the features around the control panel are around multi-language, okay? The Extend ASP control panel has a lot of languages on there, okay? We have English, Spanish, French, German, Croatian, Finnish, Chinese, Russian, Polish, Hungarian, Czech, Turkish. And if the language that you're after isn't on the list, it takes about a week for them to get it translated, okay? The billing system supports 54 different types of payment gateways worldwide. So you can do credit card integration as well. We have invoice generation with PDF and HTML emailing out of invoices. There's multi-currency support for every currency, as well as the appropriate tax tables, etc., that you need to configure for tax. So you can automatically charge credit and debit cards out of the system as well. Full-featured website for resellers and hosters, so it's not just about a control panel that you just have that users can, they can go in and lock, create VMs and things like that. It's also a website so that you can actually have a proper web interface as well. So that when a customer comes to the website, they're not just seeing a username and password, they can see what products you offer, how to configure them, all that sort of troubleshooting help and things like that as well. There's a self-sign-up process, so if you want to enable it, you can allow customers to just sign up off the internet and become a reseller or an end customer. There is also a reseller model that allows resellers of resellers as well if you want, okay? So it's able to handle multiple reseller channels. They also have themes built in. So if a reseller wants to customize the web port, the web interface, they can customize it to look like their portal. Colors, logos, wording, different news articles and things that they can attach into there. Some of the additional features is rapid deployment. Extend ASP deployments can take less than 3 days. We've done a deployment with Extend ASP for a customer that took us a couple of hours. Okay? That's deploying Extend ASP. That's not all the rest of your infrastructure. All right? This is deploying the control panel, testing it, making sure it's functional. Okay? If it took 3 days to build the whole system center platform and everything else, that'd be really awesome, but it's a little bit longer than that. Free support. Extend ASP offers a full free support solution. So if you have issues, you get free support. You don't have to do paid support. So just to wrap up a few key areas, most advanced reseller model in the market. Okay, I've looked at a fair few. There are some reseller limitations in a couple of them. Full multi-currency billing system. Trouble ticket system, advanced websites for resellers and hosters, as well as AD synchronization with customers' domains as well. So if you need to do AD synchronization, so you can synchronize usernames and passwords between a customer's domain and your domain, it can do that as well. So I'm going to skip out to a quick demonstration, and I'm probably not going to do Eric as much justice as what he would do this, but let's jump into the demonstration. So let me just jump back to the home. So this is the website that we were talking about earlier. This is the interface that when you first go to the website, that's what you would see. So you could customize this for each reseller. So up here where you see Extend ASP, you could put your own logos, you can change the themes. Down here you've got a news section and quick links and things. You can change all those features as well as a reseller or as a hosting company. You also have services that are offered, support. So if you go to the support tab, you would see support information on how to configure Outlook or all the other features that you offer, link, all that sort of basic functionality. Let's get into where we really want to go into, which is the My Account section, which is where you sign in as either a reseller, as an admin, or as an end user. So it would normally prompt you for username and password. I've already pre-signed in, so it's cached that information for me. So in this test environment, we've only got the one company in here at the moment. So we have our bootcamp demo company. I can see that the status is good. I can click on that bootcamp demo customer. And I can see the company information, okay? So I can go in and I can change my company information if I want, but we don't need to do any of that. So that's my company. I can double click on the company and it'll drill down, and now I can see my admin user, okay? I could go and change that admin user on if I wanted to. This company is only subscribed for virtual machines, okay? So I'm going to come in down here. On the right-hand side here, we have manage virtual machines. So I'm going to go in and we're going to manage our virtual machine. So down here we can see my display name of what my VM is called, the template that was deployed, the RAM amount that that VM has, the disk size, number of CPUs, and the system status. I can also see that it doesn't have any IPs. Over here on the right, I can do a start, I can do stop, I can pause, save state, shut down, connect to virtual machine, which is the console, or I can connect via RDP. I can also add a virtual server down the right-hand side, modify the virtual server, delete a virtual server, and create snapshots, etc., on the right-hand side there. So let's go in and modify. So in here, what I have is a slider. So I can increase the amount of RAM I want on the fly. I don't have, like in the Windows Azure pack, I don't have a drop down that has a limited amount. The customer can come in and flexibly change whatever features they want. So I can up the RAM if I want, I could up the disk size if I wanted to, or I could change the number of CPUs. So let's hit update. So in the back end, this is going and talking to the SPF framework and the APIs, and then it's going to VMM and updating the information in VMM. Mind you, this is a test environment, so your production environment would run a little bit faster than this, but. So now I can see that if I refresh this in a second, it should come up with a new feature settings that we just created. Okay, so let's start up the VM. So it's refreshing and updating the server, so the VM's now starting. Okay, and once that started, I could then connect to the desktop or connect via RDP and connect to that server. So I could do that. We could also add a virtual server. So let's just go through that wizard. So in here, I can come in, pick my feature pack, which is the plan, pick which template I want, name the virtual machine, name the computer name, so they can be different. VMM likes to keep them the same, so if you can, keep them the same. But sometimes you will have people that want to call their server DC1 and everyone else has already called theirs DC1. So keep that in mind. I can set the VM user login name. I can put in an admin password. I can set my RAM, my disk size, external IPs. Leave them at zero for now. I can up the CPU. I can request a dedicated VLAN, so it'll go and create me a VLAN, or I could request firewalls. The firewall will go and actually put in a request in the ticketing system for someone to open up the firewall for me. So let's just hit create. And that will go and provision a VM. That's going to take a little while because VMM is going to take a while to copy the VM and start it and everything else. But that's the sort of process you would go through to manage your VMs in the environment. Okay? Has anyone got any questions on Extend? We're not going to demo all the other features and functions. I'm just sticking to VMs for today.
Yeah, this is the customer-facing portion, right? Is there...
So this is the customer and the admin portion.
Okay.
So you'll get more menu options when you log in as a root admin. Okay? This is a company admin. So this is what a user would see. You as a service provider will see other things in the back end. So you'll see where to connect to VMM, how to create your plans, do all that sort of functionality. No, there's IP management in here as well. Okay, so there's IP pools and resources and things in here. Is there any other questions? Yep. So the question is, do any of them have the capability out of the box to do an import of a VM in? The answer is not at this stage. Okay? It's something that's going to come down the track, but none of them have got a system out of the box. But it's not hard to extend it to do it. Okay, so you can see that that server that I requested is under creation, and that'll update over the next little while, but... Let's jump back into the presentation. So when we look at customizations, what we're hearing from service providers is they wanted something that would let them use their existing customer-facing UIs. So whether they've created their own custom control panel to do whatever services they're offering today, or whether they're using a third-party control panel like Extend or Parallels or Citrix. Everyone wants web APIs to enable faster development processes. They want to be able to add multi-tenancy to System Center. Everyone's wanted to have manageability across multiple instances of System Center. So if you've got multiple data centers, being able to manage it through one interface. Customize and extend offerings to differentiate. So service providers are asking for us to give them the solution so that instead of just saying, yep, I offer VMs and everyone offers the same sort of VMs and it becomes a commodity product, you want the ability to be able to differentiate your product from others. So Virtual Machine 2012 came out with the user profiles so that you can customize what customers can do. So if you want to, you can create your own tenant user role and specify what they can do. And as we went through the VMM demonstration yesterday, we're able to tick boxes to say that whether they could start VMs, stop VMs, create VMs, create templates in their library, upload templates into that library, upload ISOs into that library. So having that full capability is up to you whether or not you want to give them that, but we've given you the tools to be able to do it. Microsoft enables you as a service provider with SPF to be able to manage your cloud through REST OData APIs, aggregation and automation processes. So tenant admins can create those services themselves. So the tenants will log in via that hosting service provider portal. The service provider foundation APIs will get spoken to through HTTP or another provider's other system. So we could actually go and talk to Windows Azure or an on-premise deployment and actually provision into that environment as well. So don't just think about provisioning into your data center. If you configure your portal, you could configure it to also talk to their on-premise environment. So you could actually give them the same interface to manage both your cloud and their on-premise cloud. Tenant 2 is using HTTPS to go and talk directly to SPF. So if they've got App Controller or they've got their own Windows Azure portal or some other portal technology, they can point it to your SPF and be able to manage it through that interface as well. Service Provider Foundation simplifies billing as well. So there is usage data collection, which you can capture and use for your billing process. With SPF, we're enabling hosted infrastructure as a service. So we're giving you virtual machines to manage. We're giving you cloud services through Virtual Machine Manager and service templates. We're giving you VM networks through virtual networking. We're also giving you VM monitoring through VMM and Ops Manager integrations, as well as true automation with Orchestrator and the new SMA engine as well. So with System Center 2012 R2 and Windows 2012 R2, we're really giving you a complete platform to go forth with. So why introduce the REST APIs to System Center? The REST APIs are there so that you as hosters can use them to customize and create your own portals, or use your third-party control panel vendors who are customizing them for you. We're enabling access from mobile devices. Okay? I've done demonstrations from my Surface, I've done it from my mobile phone, where I provision VMs and manage my VMs from my mobile device. I don't need to go to a desktop to manage them. I don't need to go to a management console. I can manage all my servers through mobile applications as well. The REST OData API for VMM. Craig demonstrated some of the SPF web interfaces and web service calls. Well, VMM has some APIs and web service calls directly as well, which you can write to if you want to. We don't highly recommend it. We recommend you go through the Service Provider Foundation APIs or the management APIs because they're already doing a lot of that work for you. So the Service Provider Framework is contacted via the web browser. Those HTTP requests go through SPF. There's a whole REST API OData, PowerShell Web Services and Resources, which then go and talk to the VMM client that's installed on the SPF server, and then that SPF client will go and stamp the information and get VMM server to go and do those tasks. So has anyone got any questions on SPF and the way control panels are integrating or extending? So what was the question? Sorry, I missed the first bit.
The first part is when you do active directory synchronization with the client and password replication as well, does the client need to activate the password complexity requirement?
Okay, so the question is, when we do an AD synchronization where we're synchronizing usernames and passwords, do they need to set the complex passwords on their environment or on the data center environment? On their environment. So I would recommend that if you are, the system will only force the customer to do that if in the control panel, like Extend ASP, if in Extend ASP you set complex passwords, then they would have to set complex passwords on their environment. Okay, if you don't set complex passwords, then no, the synchronization would work if they don't use it.
It's not mandatory.
It's not mandatory, but it's recommended. Okay. Any other questions? No? So some of the things that we've done for customers over the last 18 months is we've extended Windows Azure Pack to do desktop as a service. We've also had customers do extensions for Exchange, SharePoint, and Link provisioning. So you can extend it to do other services, okay? But again, it's a decision you need to make around, do I buy off the shelf and buy a third-party control panel? Do I build my own control panel? Or do I grab Windows Azure Pack and just use that? Or do I customize the Windows Azure Pack to do what I need it to do? Okay? So you have a lot of different choices you need to make around what is going to suit your cloud services, what your product offering is, and how you sell that product offering. Because all of you do it differently. There's very few people in the room that probably sell exactly the same way. So, let's move on. Has everyone gone out and grabbed something to drink and eat?